Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
As a society, how did we go from being the land of the free to a nation where young people are demanding the reduction of their constitutional rights? If you're wondering what happened, I'd like to suggest you read Francis Schaeffer's book, How Should We Then Live? The Rise and Decline of Western Thought and Culture. Schaeffer examines what he calls humanism, the worldview which sees humans as a source of truth and the sole source of morality. He describes a Roman footbridge. There are many still standing across Europe left over from the Roman Empire. They're made of heavy, precisely placed stones. They can hold a few pedestrians and a horse and rider, but they would not hold up to modern traffic. A truck trying to cross would cause it to collapse. The Roman bridge is like a humanist worldview. It's adequate for a short period of time, but when things get complicated, it doesn't hold up. When hard questions arise, it is not sufficient. Some may dare to cross, but if the weight of the idea is too dense, you'll see that it just won't hold up. When hard questions arise, it is not sufficient. What would be a fundamentally sound basis for societal norms? True truth, biblical truth, according to Schaeffer. You can consider all realms of society and thought through biblical truth. Our culture splits the sacred from the secular, but a true biblical worldview does not have this unnatural split. All areas of humanity can be discussed rationally and logically within biblical truth. Work, play, relationships, even art, science, philosophy. For some common sense analysis on how we could reclaim biblical truth, please consider walking through Western cultural history with Francis Schaeffer in his book, How Should We Then Live?
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit ClassicalConversations.com.